Jocelyn Zuko, reading from Something Drastic by Colleen Curran. August 23rd. I am in shock. I cannot believe this. I can't. That killer, that butcher monster from hell, is free to walk the streets. Not one more day in prison did he get. I never thought a jury would let him go, no matter how bad the prosecution was. And I never, ever thought a jury with a Reine du Charme on it would let that disgusting piece of humanity go free. Not guilty? It's too awful. Awful, awful, awful. I could scream, I'm so angry. When Reine came home, she knew she'd let us all down. She couldn't look at me in the face, but I didn't want her to. I'm so mad at her. All she could do was fuss and coo over those dogs, calling them her petits choux, her petits enfants. And didn't they miss their mama? She missed them so much, too. She said she was going to get me something très gentil for my jardin to say thank you. I didn't say anything out loud, but inside, I was screaming at her. How could you let that monster walk free? All those people are dead and their families are in such pain. Do you know what you've done? My anger didn't even have anything to do with me having to watch her dogs all summer. It's sickening. The only good thing is now she'll take care of her own garden and watch after her baby lalas. The thing I wonder about is, how could she, this great gardener, not weed out the biggest weed in the garden of life when she had the chance? Instead, she's put him right back out there to pollinate again, I'll bet. I don't want to write any more about this. I'm too upset.